Now, speaking about Krishna coming under the control of the love of his devotees, this brings us to the Damodar Lila, which is the next part of our program. And many of the principles of Krishna consciousness are elucidated in the Damodar Astakam, which we will see. But just to summarize the pastime very briefly and relate it to this point of Krishna coming under the control of the love of his devotees. Do you want to tell this? So you see there the picture of Mother Yashoda and child Krishna. So one day when Mother Yashoda was feeding Krishna, the milk pan on the fire began to boil over. And so she set baby Krishna aside to tend to the milk on the fire before Krishna was satisfied. And so Krishna, now this is like right in the 10th canto, it is a very intimate pastime. But Krishna felt angry that Mother Yashoda had set him aside to tend to the milk on the fire. And so he expressed his anger by breaking some pots of butter and eating the butter. But because he was playing as a baby, this is the special feature of Srimad Bhagavatam, is that it, as mentioned here, it explains the loving reciprocation of the Lord and his pure devotees. So she was in the relationship of being Krishna's mother, and Krishna reciprocated her love by being her perfect son, means playing the part of her son perfectly. So he was afraid of what would happen when he got caught. So he started to flee, run away from Mother Yashoda. And the Bhagavatam describes that, you know, she could not catch him. Because even the greatest yogis cannot catch Krishna. But eventually, when Krishna saw her perspiring and very anxious to catch him, it's not that she wanted to punish him just for the sake of punishing him, but she wanted to restrain him from engaging in further mischief. So, you know, so he ran away, but she could see, like, you know, the buttery footprints. So she was following the footprints, and Krishna was seeing her pursuing him, and he was, like, really afraid, and he was running, and she was running after him, but she couldn't catch him. But then Krishna, out of his mercy, allowed her to catch him. So then she wanted to bind him with ropes so that he wouldn't engage in further mischief. Now every morning, Mother Yashoda would tie a belt around Krishna's belly. It was just part of how she dressed him in the morning. But when she went to tie him with the rope, it was too short by the width of two fingers. she and Shiva continued. So, okay, so she got some more rope and added that to the initial length of rope, and it was still two fingers too short. So she got more and more and more. And they were cow herders, so they had a lot of rope. But it still was 2 inches too short. And her friends, the lady friends, they also went and got ropes from their household. And it was always 2 inches too short. So finally, she was just so distressed because she had that motherly affection and she wanted to do what she thought was the best thing for her son. So eventually Krishna, seeing her, you know, perspiring and breathing heavily, and he allowed her to bind him. And therefore his name is Damodar. Dam means rope and udar means abdomen or belly. She bound him around the abdomen with ropes and attached him to that wooden grinding mortar. So then Krishna, with being attached to that, he began crawling. He crawled into the courtyard where there were these two trees, Yama Arjun trees. And the grinding mortar got lodged between the two trees, huge trees. And he kept crawling, and with the grinding mortar, he pushed over the trees. And out of the trees came two demigods who were sons of Kuvera. Kuvera is extremely wealthy. He's the treasurer of the demigods. And the two sons had been bathing naked in one of the heavenly lakes with their lady admirers, and the great sage Narada came by, and the ladies, they felt ashamed, so they covered themselves, they offered respects and covered themselves. But these two sons of Kuvera, they were like too intoxicated, and they didn't offer respect to their spiritual master, and he cursed them to take birth as trees, because trees stand naked, and often trees are very beautiful. I mean, here the it's probably true here too, but in California, like a lot of the properties have a lot of land, and if the property has like a lot of beautiful trees, it really increases the value of the property. So trees can be very beautiful. So this is like perfect for them. You know, they were intoxicated with their beauty and they wanted to be naked, so they got to take birth as trees. But the curse of a Vaishnav is ultimately a blessing. Vaishnavs are always well-wishers of the living entity. So although they were cursed to take birth as trees, they were blessed because they took birth as trees in the courtyard of Krishna's home. And eventually they were delivered from their existence in trees by the mercy of Narada and Krishna. So all of these events are discussed in the Damodara Astakam, which is a very, beautiful and profound prayer. And the last instruction that our acharyas derive from this incident, and it's mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, that there were two factors that combined to allow Mother Yashoda to bind Krishna. One was her hard labor, parishram, and two was Krishna's mercy, Krishna Kripa. So the acharyas say that when these two elements combine, the devotee's hard labor and Krishna's mercy, Krishna is bound by, allows himself to be bound by the devotee. It's a very deep and beautiful pastime, and it's a regulative principle in this month of Damodar, which is also known as Kartik, that one should recite the Damodar Astakam. And we will do that now and offer lamps to Krishna and Yashoda and his devotees. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.